I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. So I've been watching a lot of TV and reading a lot of things. Just got through watching the Netflix series, The Files of the Unexplained. By the way, I'm in that series if you want to check it out. I talk about the blobs that were seen over Washington back in the 1990s. And I am very happy with how it turned out. It's a really good piece. You check it out on Netflix. Doing a lot of reading and a lot of... studying too, because the whole series itself has brought up a lot of interesting thoughts that I've thought about, but haven't been able to really produce some hard hitting journalism with regard to some of these things. But today I had something fall into my lap, and it was weird because I just don't know. Has anybody had the experience of reading a news story on the internet? And or, you know, watch a TV show or a movie and you have something like trigger like that. It just, wait, you know, it triggers a memory of something, something that happened to you or happened to a friend or an associate. There are a lot of things that a lot of experiences doing this program that have been surreal. And, you know, and so the story that I was reading today reminded me of something that happened while we were on the air. I've been doing a lot of that lately. I mean, it just seems that everything's coming back and things I've talked about in the past are now even more relevant today. And I realize now, and maybe you do too, I don't know if you see this or you're having this in your experience, but I realize that events that we are told are rare are increasing in frequency. And you start wondering if we're safe. Basically, as safe as the government tells us we are. Government says, oh, everything's fine. NASA says, oh, that meteorite's not going to kill you. Oh, that eclipse is harmless. Oh, that, you know. Yeah, okay. Eclipses are harmless, but we don't know now because of all the anxiety and craziness we're hearing about it. So, but the story, okay, so Tuesday morning, Californians were shocked when they looked up in the sky and they saw something strange coming down. And they didn't say it was a UFO. Okay. But I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, well, what am I looking at? What the heck is this? It doesn't look natural. What it was a rocket falling from the sky. There were like these golden streaks from an apparent explosion and rained down debris all over Los Angeles. And a lot of locals had believed that it was the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that launched 6 hours prior to it being seen. Or they said, well, maybe it's a giant meteor that just combusted as it shot through the atmosphere. Well, aerospace researchers determined that what Los Angelinos saw was the orbital object of China's Shenzhou 15 rocket that launched in 2022. It was a Chinese rocket burning up in our atmosphere over Los Angeles. Again, this is one of many events that have happened where people are seeing UFOs. Okay, they first say, oh, what is this? It's a UFO. And then they find out it's something else. They find out it's like a rocket. It's a missile. And, you know, that really makes you feel comfortable when we're living in times where we have a guy in Russia saying that at any moment they could nuke us, or China any moment they could nuke us, or North Korea any moment they could nuke us. And now we have this rocket exploding, the Shenzhou 15 rocket exploding over a heavily populated area like Los Angeles. Stuff's happened before. I mean, look, and what it triggered in me, it reminded me of a story, well, something that happened to me when I was on the air in March, 2021. And it seems like it was just yesterday. We were discussing this. Wes and I and Ron were discussing what had happened. Sitting in the radio control board. And we're on the third floor. So I was able to look out towards the north. because I have this, I can face the north, and right now I'm seeing clouds and trees. It's just a beautiful thing to look at, except there's a cell phone tower that's blocking my view. But as I was looking out, something was distracting me. It looked like a bright firework in the sky, right? Like, I thought, who's setting off fireworks? So I'm on the air, sitting the radio control board, distracted by what was outside my window. And I was able to see over the trees, saw what looked like a firework. And I started getting emails from people who were listening in Southern Washington saying that a UFO had crashed near a farm in Washington State. Well, of course, I had to break away from the topic that I was doing on the air and take calls from people who saw this UFO crash. And I was looking over news bulletins, and finally, the story broke after an hour of us speculating on what UFO exploded over Washington, saying that the debris was from a SpaceX rocket and that it posed no threat to the people below. But there was a different story that didn't get reported. That is, the National Weather Service in Seattle said that what had happened on March 25th, 21, I believe, were remnants of a second stage of a SpaceX Falcon 9 leaving what looked like a huge comet, looked like a comet in the sky, and it burned up on reentry of the Earth's atmosphere. And so then I get this report that a piece of this burning rocket debris came down and crashed. It crashed at a farm in Washington State. It was a piece of whatever. It was approximately 5 feet, a 5 foot composite overwrap pressure vessel. And what they use it for is they store helium. And it came down and it left a 4-inch dent in the ground at this farm in Washington. But then, soon after that, the Chinese government said that the Long March 5B, which is a variant of China's largest rocket, had some technical issues, and so it had to make an uncontrolled reentry to the Earth. So the debate here was whether or not it was a Falcon 9 or, again, another Chinese rocket. All right? Now, we get all worked up when Chinese balloons are seen over the country, right? They're going over our missile silos. But now I'm seeing that, you know, it seems that Chinese rockets seem to have a tendency to fall on this beautiful country we call the United States of America. I see a pattern here, and I want to talk more about this because it really, really bothers me. And I think it's a threat to our national security. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.